Okay, so, got to talk about this Tesla Wii robot event. I mean, talk about an entrance.
Yeah, they really went all out.
20 Cybercabs, no drivers, just cruising onto the stage. Warner Bros. Discovery Studio, no less.
I know, right? Where they filmed Batman?
Like they were trying to one up the Batmobile or something.
Definitely sent a message.
But okay, let's ditch the theatrics for a sec. Robo taxis. Is this really happening?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Because I feel like we've been hearing about this forever.
We have, and it's easy to get swept up in the hype, right? But with this event, I think it's fair to say Tesla's sending a clear signal. They're all in.
Okay, so then the big question. How soon till we're all hailing robotaxis?
Well, to understand that, let's start with the Cybercab itself.
Oh yeah. This thing is wild, like a Cybertruck, but miniaturized.
Very angular, very futuristic, aggressively futuristic almost.
Yeah. And no steering wheel, no pedals. They are not messing around.
Nope. They designed this vehicle from the ground up for full autonomy.
Which is different from like every other company out there. They're just trying to retrofit their existing models.
Exactly. Tesla's not just adding a self-driving feature, they're completely rethinking what a car can be.
So how does this like fit into their bigger plan? What's the strategy here?
So they're aiming for this two-pronged approach. One, a dedicated robotaxi fleet, think like a super high-tech Uber.
Right, makes sense.
But here's where it gets really interesting. Option two, they want to tap into the existing Tesla market.
Wait, what? You mean?
Your car becomes the taxi.
Hold on. You're saying my car could be out there, like, giving rides while I'm at work?
Exactly. You're at the office, your Model 3 is out there hustling, earning you some extra cash. Your car's a little entrepreneur.
Whoa. Okay. My head is spinning a little. That's a lot. So many questions.
It's a lot to unpack, for sure. There are definitely logistical hurdles to overcome, but you can't deny the potential.
No, absolutely. I mean, that's a complete game changer. Talk about disrupting an industry.
Right. The transportation industry as we know it could be completely upended. And for Tesla, from a business standpoint, it's brilliant.
Because they're not just selling cars anymore.
Exactly. They're selling a service, a piece of a transportation ecosystem, and the potential revenue through the roof.
Wow. It's like they're taking a page from Amazon, not just the product, but the whole world around that product.
Exactly. And they're banking on all of us being ready to ditch driving for good. Whether we are or not, that's another story.
That is a big question, isn't it? And speaking of big bets, we got to talk about Elon Musk's predictions from the event.
Right. Like, always got to have those.
Because saying he's aiming for ambitious timelines is putting it mildly.
Yeah, this event was classic Elon. Like, remember when he just casually dropped that you'll be able to buy a Cybercab?
Wait, really? Not just like hail one, actually own one.
Straight up,
Yeah.
owning a robotaxi could be in your driveway by, oh, 2026, he says.
Okay, first of all, Elon time. So let's see what actually happens. But also imagine just casually parking your robotaxi next to the minivan.
Right. It's wild. And the price point he threw out, under $30,000. Like he's trying to make it as accessible as a Toyota Corolla or something.
Which, on one hand, kind of cool, right? Like democratizing access to this tech. But also, are we ready for that?
That's the million-dollar question. The tech is one thing, but the societal integration, whole other ballgame. Think about the regulations, insurance nightmare.
Not to mention just people trying to drive these things. People can barely handle parallel parking now. Imagine if every car is self-driving.
And that's before we even touch on his timeline for full self-driving rollout. No supervision, no backup driver. Next year, Texas and California.
Yeah. I mean, I want to be optimistic,
Yeah.
but come on.
It's great he has these goals, but there's a reason California has such strict rules around autonomous vehicles. They're not going to just wave this through.
Especially with everything surrounding Tesla's autopilot already, right?
Yeah.
All the investigations, the lawsuits.
Public trust is going to be a big hurdle to clear.
Totally. It's like that whole thing you said about parking lots becoming parks, right?
Yeah.
Because we won't need them.
Yeah.
I love the optimism. But first, maybe
Yeah.
we make sure these things can, like, handle a four-way stop without incident.
Exactly. Let's nail the basics before we start redesigning cities around robotaxis.
Okay, speaking of things that sound like they're straight out of a movie.
Oh, yeah. Optimus serving drinks on stage. Definitely a moment.
So surreal. But also, kind of felt like a carefully choreographed tech demo, right?
Totally. Controlled environment, pre-programmed tasks.
Yeah.
It's easy to make a robot look impressive on a stage.
Right. But getting it to, like, do your laundry, that's different.
To be fair, Tesla's robotics team has made some serious progress. Just getting Optimus to walk around and manipulate objects is huge.
For sure. But Musk was talking about robot companions, like integrating into our daily lives.
And that's a whole different level of complexity. We're a long way from robots being able to understand and respond to the nuances of human interaction.
It's kind of like, remember when the first iPhone came out? Everyone freaked out. But could anyone have predicted what it would become? Is Optimus that?
Maybe. It's too early to tell. But Tesla's forcing us to think about it, right? The role robots will play in our lives.
Yeah. And that's something worth actually considering, you know?
Yeah.
This is bigger than just cool new gadgets. This is the future of work, of society. I don't know about you, but I am feeling a lot to process after all that. Kind of like Tesla just gave us this peek into their version of the future, and it's like, whoa, what'd you walk away with? What's the big takeaway for you?
I think for me, it comes down to this idea that Tesla's not just selling us cars or even robots. They're selling a whole vision of the future.
Right. Like a story we all want to be a part of.
Yeah, exactly. Effortless transportation, robots as companions, maybe even making you some extra cash on the side. It's exciting.
Super exciting. But also, like, we've got to be realistic, right? Dreaming about the future is fun, but actually living it. That's a whole other thing.
It is. And there are some big kind of serious questions we need to be asking. Like, how do we make sure all this benefits everyone?
Right. Because it could very easily go the other way.
Exactly. And what about jobs? Automation could cause a lot of disruption. And we can't forget about the potential for bias, you know, algorithms making decisions that impact people's lives. We have to be careful with that.
Yeah. Tons to think about. Because technology can be amazing, but it can also be, you know, misused.
Absolutely. And that's why these conversations are so important. We can't just get caught up in the hype. We have to think about the consequences, the ethical side of all of it. Tesla's pushing the boundaries, but it's up to all of us to decide what we're comfortable with, where we draw the line.
It's like they're saying, here's the future, ready or not. And it's our job to figure out, okay, so what now?
Exactly. And maybe part of that is asking ourselves those bigger questions.
Yeah.
Like, what do we even want our relationship with technology to be? Do we want to control it or have it control us?
Deep stuff.
Yeah.
But those are the conversations we need to be having if we want to create a future that actually works for everyone.
Couldn't agree more. And hey, maybe in that future, owning a car really will be like owning a horse today.
Right. A fun hobby for some, but not a necessity for everyone. It's a wild thought.
It is. But hey, we've seen crazier things happen, right?
That's for sure. Buckle up, everyone, because this ride is just getting started.